plan to build a huge new coal-fired power plant in the Hunter Valley, backed with Chinese money, is raising the political temperature ahead of elections in New South Wales this month and the federal poll in May. One federal coalition backbencher is already calling on the Prime Minister Scott Morrison to commit taxpayer dollars to ensure the project's built. The Greens are warning there'll be an all-out civil disobedience campaign if the plant's approved. Tom Eagledon reports.
A huge state-owned Chinese company, CEEC, is behind the bid. It's partnering with a Cayman Islands-based company listed in Hong Kong called Kaisun. In an announcement to the Hong Kong Stock Exchange advising of the deal, Kaisun boasts it
can help avoid complications already encountered by China's SOEs investing abroad, totally alone by itself, such as political and legal barriers.
It also describes itself as a major player in China's controversial One Belt, One Road initiative, which the Australian government has not signed on to. A small Australian company is also a partner in the deal.
This is utter madness. We just had our hottest summer on record.
That's the reaction from Greens energy spokesman Adam Band to the plan to build a new power plant.
If Labor or Liberal give this project the tick of approval, then you will see civil disobedience in Australia on a scale we have never seen before. There will be a veritable army of concerned citizens. It will make the Franklin Dam campaign look like a Sunday picnic.
Well, maybe the Greens should think about pensioners that can't afford to turn the heating on in winter. They should think about jobs.
Government backbencher Craig Kelly says the new plant would bring competition and lower power prices.
This is absolutely fantastic news. This is exactly what the market needs.
And he's calling on Prime Minister Scott Morrison to put government money into the plan.
If the government needs to underwrite it, if it can't be done, if it needs extra help, well, that's what we should be doing.
It would be a brave government in this political climate about to face an election and having worked pretty hard to convince voters of its credentials on climate change policy to go ahead and back this, wouldn't it?
We need to be brave in this space. We can't sit back and try and be politically correct.
Adam Bant says coal can't compete long-term with renewables.
And that means anyone who's building a new coal-fired power station now is likely to end up with a stranded asset in a very short period of time. The only way that this could be at all economically viable is if it's underwritten by government.
The plans to build the plant on the site of a failed heavy industry economic zone in the coal-rich Hunter Valley. Gareth Curtis is Cessnock Council's Director of Planning and Environment.
I understand that it's two 1,000 megawatt power station. It's high energy, low emissions technology. Super ultra critical, it's called, I believe.
That's more generation capacity than the ageing Liddell plant some 80 kilometres away, due to close in 2022. Council's been briefed about the new plant, but state government planning approvals would take months, if not years.
The approval process will be through the New South Wales government, and it's the state significant development process.
Tom Eagledon with that report. AM contacted Kaisun in Hong Kong for comment. We were told executives were on a business trip to Mongolia and unavailable for interview.